AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, the Supreme Court is expected to release some decisions from this past season among the rulings that could be coming down, whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for anything he did while in office. The hot weather could break more weather records today. It's already messed up train service in the New York City area again. Along the Texas Gulf Coast, it's time to clean up floodwaters brought on by Tropical Storm Alberto. ABC's Jim Ryan says South Padre Island got hit by high winds and heavy rain.
The storm also spun off at least one tornado that damaged Bonnie Crager's home.
Some people will probably move out, but it's my home. I just want to stay here. We love the land here.
Don't look now, but forecasters say another tropical storm may affect the same area early next week.
The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky is denying it is a security threat. The Commerce Department banning use of its software in the U.S. The company is based in Moscow, and its CEO is Russian. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
This legislative agenda reimagines what community safety looks like, making really important investments in community health and prevention programs that help to prevent and deter violence.
Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. All this rain has caused bacteria to grow in bodies of water across Dane County, so quite a few beaches are closed. B.B. Clark, Esther, Frostwoods, Ulbrich, Olin, Schluter, Spring Harbor, and Tenney beaches are all closed, plus the Hudson Park Lake Access Point. Tomorrow is Wisconsin's first annual Invasive Species Awareness Day. The goal is to help people understand how these invasive species can impact our everyday lives, like with our agriculture, bodies of water, and livestock. Invasive plant specialist Mackenzie Manicky says we see them all over.
Garlic mustard, they like moist, shady areas. They can change the soil chemistry and fungal makeup, and they also like push out native species. A lot of invasives have that impact. Another really common one is wild parsnip. The sap can actually cause blisters on skin if it's exposed to the sun.
There are hikes, talks, and adventures in Wisconsin State Parks tomorrow that includes up at Devil's Lake. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and that ball down. Great play. We lost a ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs, very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
Currently, 69 degrees. Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World stops by with a lighter look at the week in review. Do not miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The Ten Commandments are in the Supreme Court of the United States. Moses is on the law in Congress. This is part and ingrained in our nation. This is a historical document that's important in Louisiana, because in Louisiana, we believe in faith, family, and freedom. And that is why I have voted in favor of this bill.
Sure, but you also recognize that the Constitution of this country, its founding document, doesn't include the word God or Jesus or Christianity, and that's for a reason, because the founding fathers founded this country as a secular one. You don't see that?
I bet you CNN pays you a lot of money, and I bet you got a bunch
what
of dollars.
What is this?
Oh, you whore!
And the dollar has...
You whore!
So that was Boris Sanchez on CNN, yes. And some church lady from Louisiana.
The network that I work for or what I'm getting paid. Don't make this about that. Answer the question. Why did the founding fathers not include God in the Constitution if they wanted this country to be the way that you see it?
Let me finish my statement.
Answer the question and don't make this about me.
In God we trust. Well, make it about me. I got a dollar bill in my wallet. In God we trust is written on that dollar.
Added in the 1950s. Okay. Finish real quick. Here we go.
Fundamentally, you understand that there's a separation between church and state, and that if you're a student at a school, say you're Muslim or Hindu or atheist, having that on the wall, doesn't that endorse a specific set of beliefs?
Absolutely not. It is a historical
document. Of course it does.
Document.
Of course it does.
Again.
But there are historical documents. There are historical documents that actually this law authorizes to be displayed in classrooms, like the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, and others. But this one is specifically religious, and there's a difference there.
Yes, there is. Thank you, Boris Sanchez. Yeah. Good job.
What should a teacher tell a kindergartner who asks what adultery is?
Well, the teacher should be able to have an appropriate response, which is to tell them, look, guys, this is a historical document that's posted on the wall to remind everyone of good morals, good principles. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie.
Yeah. Okay, which is why Rude Pundit's headline is Louisiana wants to put a sign about... in kindergarten classrooms. Yeah. Proud student of Louisiana Public Schools,
hey,
ladies and gentlemen.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show.
Ay.
You're not on Twitter.
Hey, back out and let Freddy
remember.
Hey, Rude.
To let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Hey there.
This story was custom made for you.
I know. You know, we'd have never known not to steal or kill if there was, how are we going to ever learn that without a sign? And I love there, it's a historical document. F you. It's not an historical document. It's a bunch of crap from a fiction book.
You wrote there's like there aren't enough.
Yertle the turtle to teach them lessons.
You wrote there aren't enough jacking off hand gestures to make it. Some of these arguments. Yeah, you were. This is very rude. Your piece and very sacrilegious. You said, I mean, come on, thou shalt not kill. I mean, no. Oh, look at the big brain on God. Any idiot knows not to kill or steal. But let's all pretend this is some huge revelation. By the way, you also threaded, pretty sure explaining adultery to kindergartners would violate some other laws
yes,
in Louisiana.
It would.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, that's the thing is, like, I actually decided, well, just, you know, let me look up and see if there's any definition that religious scholars have of adultery that is, you know, pre-K friendly. So... And there isn't, unless you want. I mean, I have nothing against, you know, teaching, you know, young kids what sex is. But in Louisiana, you are prohibited from doing it until seventh grade.
Yeah.
So it's like you're going to have this big sign up there that says, and it says it must say. That's the other thing about this law. Is it actually has the wording that needs to be in the at least, I think, 11 by 14 sign that has to be up. And it has to say, thou shalt not commit adultery. And the only definition for adultery is getting it on with somebody else's spouse or you being a spouse,
you
getting
said
it on
Louisiana,
somebody.
Right, forcing kids as young as four to be faced every single day they're in school with a poster-sized list of rules that includes no being outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, and also, as you said, the stupidest part of this whole thing is Louisiana is always at the bottom of the nation when it comes to education. And this is the politicians wasted their time on. This was done to please a core constituency of Christian zealots and to keep them donating to support their whole legislators who probably break half the commandments before lunch. Yeah, it might be more helpful to put, several different pictures of Donald Trump with the seven deadly sins to, you know, more illustrative for the kids. I mean,
yeah.
They're like, he's the poster boy for having broken every one of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I don't know if you brought it up, but on Truth Social, he had put on this this rant of, like, yes, put up the Ten Commandments.
Oh, you know he's religious because it's all in caps.
Right.
It's all in caps. He's screaming it,
Yes, he said, I love the Ten Commandments in public schools, private schools, and many other places for that matter. Read it. How can we as a nation go wrong? This may, in fact, be the first major step in the revival of religion, which is desperately needed in our country. Bring back TTC.
He's broken every single one
I'm not
of
done.
The commandments.
I'm not done. MAGA 2024. Okay.
I mean, it's laughable. This guy who you have never seen enter a church, whose most recent religious spiritual advisor just had to quit his church because he had sex with a 12-year-old a couple of decades ago. I mean, I don't understand how this is the stupidest thing, because this is the kind of stuff that will get litigated for years.
Yeah.
It'll get litigated for years.
Talk about a dumb money suck. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Right. Meanwhile, you know, poor kids still have to pay a reduced lunch instead of getting their lunch taken care of.
Yeah, when I was hungry, I made sure you couldn't get a school lunch, but you have to.
Yeah. Well, that's not in the Ten Commandments.
It's not. But
it's not. It's only what that crazy guy Jesus said.
Right.
But the hypocrisy does not matter to the Republicans. And I don't know how to fight that.
But there's no way to fight that. That's why I keep saying, you know, I just saw something today, like Biden needs to appeal to the right more. It's like, no, don't you understand? They're gone. They are done. They are gone. These people no longer give a damn about the public sphere. Go for the voters who aren't voting.
And whereas you threaded in that stomach clenching moment, Rude, we're waiting any second for the, I guess what experts are saying they think are going to be six Supreme Court rulings today. Mm-hmm. And you said it best. You said instead of sending money to make their children a little smarter than their parents, millions of dollars will be wasted on years of litigation in the hopes the Supreme Court will be deluded and Jesus humping enough to allow this fury to happen. And with this Supreme Court, who knows, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the gun decision just came down.
Oh.
Oh.
The,
oh, Hold, please.
Let's see. Never mind. That wasn't the gun decision.
Rudeness. Okay. Listen, don't scare us like that. My sphincter.
No. The Armed Criminal Career Act imposes mandatory prison terms. I don't know.
Do you have some time machine we don't have on our devices? What's happening?
I'm just watching SCOTUS blog.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, you always end on a happy note. You said one thing I look forward to is if the Ten Commandments posters are ever installed in every classroom, they will have drawn on them and inside of 2 days being put up. Yeah. I believe in children. You believe children are the future, as I do.
I'm up for
a parenting and child award, aren't I?
You are. You're still up for it. You haven't accepted the nomination yet, though.
Yeah, draw those D's on those things, kids.
I mean, that's the other thing about this is, like, this is also supposed to go up in all university classrooms. Mm-hmm. You're going to walk
into... All public university classrooms.
Right. Yeah.
Or receives public funds.
Right.
So if you receive public funds, which I assume would mean student loans or something like that, that this will be up in your chemistry lab.
Yeah. And Chris mentioned the, obvious moral hypocrisy of who their candidate is, but also the fiscal responsibility party. Are you kidding me? As you said, I mean, for... sakes, this is a dumb money suck. The ACLU is already suing for this unconstitutional bolt. So, you're already last in education. There goes all the rest of your money. It's just, all right.
I was giving you an empathetic ugh.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought it was the heat because I know you tweeted you've been living in 50 to 70 degrees in the UK for the last month. I'm sure I'll quickly adapt to the 30 degrees higher in New York City and not melt into an angry puddle of sweaty goo.
No,
sweaty goo it is. Just a raging, bubbling pool of sweaty goo.
Because, we have to endure a few more Biden or his old stories. As you said, I mean, there's no comparison. Biden may have senior moments, but he's operating in reality. Trump's head is filled with pudding right now, and he's living in a bull fantasy world. Oh, my God.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, let's admit they both slip up. They both say things that are incorrect. They both occasionally wander off on tangents. But when Biden does, when it happens to Biden, he is always talking about something real, and he slips up. Trump.
And by the way, Biden's made quote unquote gaffes or whatever his whole life. It's not related to age.
That was his whole thing.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say, we've talked about just the unbelievable danger, but just in. Not just here, worldwide, and Glenn Kirshner tweeted, a vote for convicted felon Donald Trump to be president and commander-in-chief is a vote to endanger our troops. Felons can't serve in the military, and other countries might ignore the protections of the Geneva Conventions if a convicted felon is in charge of the U.S. military. I mean, it is hard to I don't think there's enough hyperbole to talk about this election, right?
Yeah. I mean, all of these things are going to be litigated. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Is everything that, there will be lawsuits about what a convicted felon is able to do as president. And it's stunning to me that this is even under consideration. That's the thing, is that a lot of us who do live in the real world sit there and go, how are we even considering this? How is this even a remote possibility? How frightening that is.
Here's a fiscal conservative question. Could we, if the God forbid happens, can we get a group deal at The Hague for, Putin, Netanyahu, and Trump? But could we get them all tried as war criminals once? Because you just...
Why not?
We can get a Groupon.
A Groupon.
You can get a Groupon for that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, why not?
I didn't know The Hague takes Groupons.
That's how they pay Jack Smith.
One jury, just, rotate them through.
Thinking.
Really, all they need to do is walk in, and the prosecutor just needs to say, come on. Then the jury will go,
Yeah, here's the box. Here's me thinking outside the box. I'm outside the box. Okay. That was like a bad mime. I love you, Rude Pundit.
That was good mime. You weren't trapped in the box, though.
No.
And that's a mime.
And it wasn't windy in the box.
It's windy down here in the basement. Okay. All right.
I believed it. Oh my God, I was so freaked out there, bro.
All right, you're going to two-time me with Jody Hamilton on Monday, you man whore, while I'm recovering from Denver.
Well, you're off gallivanting around in Denver.
Yeah, that's me. It's going to be hot as balls there too, so I will be a sweaty pile of goo as well.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, we'll try to peek and stuff.
Yes.
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 We'll try to cool it off for you here in August.
Okay. All right. Rude Pundit now and Monday with Jody Hamilton as well. We love you, Rudeness.
Thanks, Rude.
Bye. Bye,
Rude. Doing double duty for America, people.
Yeah.
God bless the United States.
God bless the United States.
Hey, she's a Rasmussen. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. It's Friday, right?
It is Friday. Uh-huh,
it's
Friday.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can I give you a little peek into my... I don't know if it's pathetic. I did not make any plans today because I'm leaving tomorrow for Denver, right. And I want every minute with my dogs. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I understand.
I don't want
to
do
actually.
Anything, have anybody over. I need Bonnie and Clyde time.
Oh.
I think I miss them more than they miss me. I'm just saying. They're my children. I'm not going to feed them. You know what? I think a dog hater thought of what is kibble? Whoever said, you know what? Let's make some burnt brown crunchy stuff, like cook it at high heat so there's no nutrients, and we'll call it kibble.
It's like if you fed your kids product 19.
You know what? A dog
kid wants product 19.
I remember that. Thank you. I think Donald Trump thought of kibble because he's a dog hater. Like a dog, you can eat it like a dog. Look at that's what a dog eats, like a dog. Look at him eat it like a dog. This is even the weirdest live read I've ever done, but I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is real food. That is the whole movement. Real vets recommend real food for your dogs. It is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Superfoods. He has been using it in his world-renowned veterinary practice for years and years. Right now, you can save up to 54% off the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend, and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
Oh, my God! They're wild-caught cod skin treats. They love them, love them, love them. They're so crackly. The sound is so much
crickle,
fun.
Crickle, crickle.
Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. The crew at Ooga is excited to invite you to celebrate 5 years of great beer. That's right. It's Ooga's fifth anniversary party, Saturday, June 22nd. Come on out for all the fun, including live music from Stacey Majones at 2 p.m. and the Jason Pettit Band at 6. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company's fifth anniversary celebration, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. It's going round and round, round and round and round
and round. Oh, pardon me. Sorry. Are we back? Pam in New Hampshire. Hi, Pam.
Are you burning the mother down?
I'm going to burn this mother down. Hi.
Hey, no man's above the law, and I think
that's so quaint.
Should be. Wait. I think they should be charged in interfering with the federal investigation of our top national security secrets. No one knows where they're at. They seem sure there's going to be a terrorist attack. And why doesn't Fox News care about their reporter in a Russian gulag, but yet Trump seems to know that if he gets in, he'll release him? They need to go to jail.
Yep.
They're interfering. They were part of the plan. Alito was.
Yeah. I've said it over and over.
They need to go to jail. They're interfering.
And how is it not a conflict?
I know.
That two justices' wives are on the side of the terrorists and the overthrow of the United States government. Ginni Thomas directly involved.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Whitehouse, by the way, tweeted, Justice Thomas's revised financial disclosures still don't reflect all the gifts he's received, and we aren't missing just one or two. And Barb McQuaid said, failure to disclose gifts violates the Supreme Court's own ethics code, but I have a problem with ethics code that allows justices to accept all these gifts in the first place.
Right.
No other branch gets to do this. It may not be a crime to accept gifts without a quid pro quo, but make no mistake, people are giving the justices these gifts to achieve access and influence. How about this for an ethics code? If you want to be on the Supreme Court, don't take free stuff. Thank you. Yes, Jody Hamilton.
It looks like the case about domestic abusers, they cannot have guns.
Oh, my God. Is that a sliver of...
That's a good thing.
Is that a sliver of light?
That's a good thing. Ellie Mistoff said, last case, U.S. versus Rahimi, it's a huge case about whether domestic abusers can have guns. Looks like the answer is no, 8-1 by Roberts with a few concurrences. Thomas, of course, dissenting.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, he was a bump stock guy, so why would he have a problem with...
Wow, yeah, the other little bit of breaking news we had is the chief judge in New York's highest court has recused himself from overseeing Trump's attempt to have a gag order overturned in his hush money trial. I guess it has to do with he dropped out saying Judge Merchan was being represented by the Office of Administration, which he oversees.
Right,
but,
so it's a conflict of interest. He was on the side of Merchan, so he cannot rule on that case.
We're so used to nobody recusing from Supreme Court judges to Judge Cannon, people who are clearly should recuse, that we're like, oh, someone's doing the right thing.
That's why it's news.
Oh, wow. Yes, that is news.
Yeah. I still want to know how many times Aileen Cannon has been to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yeah.
I want to see
once,
those records.
Even if it's once.
Even
it's
if
one
it's
too
once.
Many.
Exactly.
Once too many times.
And what was Judge Alito prepared to do, as Pam alluded to, on January 6th?
And Grassley.
There's only one way to save democracy and the world. than that is to go to sexyliberal.com. Oh. Reverend Cindy says, my wife and I got tickets yesterday for the Portland show and meet and grow up. Of course, I can't wait. Haven't seen you since we lived in Chicago and saw your first Chicago show.
Oh, wow.
Wow. We go back.
Was that
Portland,
the Chicago
September,
Theater?
September with Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoff are on panel.
Yeah. Was that the Chicago Theater, the first one?
God, I think so. Who can tell? What about this one? Rabbi Seth says, I was eating dinner in Asheville, North Carolina last night. Overheard the table next to us mention sexy liberal. Turns out we're all going to your show next month in Atlanta. So we pushed our tables together and all became friends.
Oh, my God.
A true Stephead story. 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela coming up.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two people are dead after four vehicles crashed between Horicon and West Bend Wednesday. Dodge County Sheriff's investigators say a 17-year-old driver crossed the center line on Highway 33 and struck a pickup truck, which caused a chain reaction. An 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman were pronounced dead at the scene. 130,000 people are expected to be living with Alzheimer's in Wisconsin next year. Abby Meisner is with the Alzheimer's Association. She says 40% of cases are linked to risk factors people can control.
Things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
New research shows changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A woman has been arrested for helping a man police say shot two people here in Madison a few weeks ago. Jerome Jacobs Jr. is wanted for the June 9th shooting on Andrew Way when there were those three shootings in one weekend. Police in Eau Claire spotted his car up there. He ended up running into the woods, so they used drones, they used tracking dogs, and they just couldn't find him. They later learned that was because a woman let him hide in the back seat of her car and drove him away. She was arrested, and they're still looking for Jacobs. They believe he left Eau Claire, but now they don't know where he is. And today there's a free swim event at Goodman Pool for people with disabilities and their families. This special swim is meant to encourage everybody to feel comfortable in the water, no matter what accommodations they or a loved one may need. There's zero depth entry into the pool and water wheelchairs are available. That's tonight at Goodman Pool from 5:30 to 7. And then there's another free swim for people with disabilities in August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazyoflounge.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devil's Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
I thought she might have been a Republican. I know one thing. She voted for me, according to what she said.
Really?
Really?
She was dead for 2 years.
2 years, yeah, she is.
Okay. It's just... Okay. Wow, I mean, I love Joan Rivers, but that is... Did not realize that she voted from beyond the grave. Okay, Donald Trump is... a big giant liar and out of his tree, in case anyone cares. Yep. Okay. Here is Ben Wilker, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
President Biden's not someone who makes you wake up in the middle of the night sweating in fear what he might have done to, I don't know, side with North Korea and allow them to get nuclear weapons. President Biden is actually a steady hand on the tiller. So a lot of people have stopped paying as much attention to the news, and the people paying the least attention to news are the people who aren't sure how they're going to vote. Those who are paying attention are siding with Biden. And so I really think both to focus on Biden and on Trump, all of those things help President Biden win re-election and help ensure that we can restore the freedom to access an abortion safely and legally, that we can protect our democracy, and that we build an economy from the middle out instead of just giveaways to the ultra wealthy.
You know who's not wealthy anymore? Anyone that brought Truth Social stock. Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this? Yeah. John Cooper says, holy... Raise your hand if you're happy you didn't buy any Truth Social.
I mean, really?
I mean, oh, my God. Okay.
Poor Devin Nunes.
Oh, Devin. His cow follows me.
Oh, Devin.
Oh.
It's amazing that dairy farm experience didn't help with
right.
His Truth plan. Okay, one more, Ben.
President Trump is running on a plan to jack up prices. You can read Project 2025. He wants to give away the store to special interests. He met with oil company executives and told them that if they gave him $1 billion for his campaign, he'd give them whatever they wanted. And the opposite is true with President Biden. I mean, President Biden, unlike President Trump, apparently loves Wisconsin, loves our cities and small towns and rural areas, and he's actually working to deliver stuff for people here. And if he has another term, he's going to go toe-to-toe with special interests across the board to keep bringing costs down. And we can see that in his record in bipartisan legislation that he has passed through Congress and signed into law.
More boring accomplishments. Boring.
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 Thank you, Joanne. Okay.
Trump's big bill was a tax cut for the ultra wealthy. And putting Supreme Court justices in who terminated Roe versus Wade and side against unions and workers at every step. For President Biden, he walked on a picket line. He signed the infrastructure bill. He signed the law to negotiate for lower prices for prescription drugs in Medicare. Over and over, he's done what he said he was going to do. And what he is saying right now is that he's going to stop at nothing to bring costs down for working families and keep bringing those job numbers and those manufacturing jobs up.
Amen.
Boring!
Competence again. Ugh, what is he thinking? God. Rick, our truck driver friend. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah!
Yay!
Get it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I've been trying to get in touch with you since you talked a couple days ago about the debate.
Yes.
And you said that Trump was not going to show up. I'm giving you a bet.
Okay.
If he doesn't show up, I'm going to put $100 to any charity you want.
Wow.
But I bet that he's going to show up. And if he shows up, you need to come to Syracuse, and I'll pay to meet you personally.
Oh. You renew my faith in truckers, because Frank Foguzzi wrote a really long-haul trucker scary story.
Yeah.
Okay, will you take my bet?
I don't know whether he's going to show up. I didn't say it.
That's a yes. That's a yes or no.
I don't know if he's going to show up.
That's what the bet is about, though.
I bet you he's going to show up. He's going to make him fool of himself. He's going to
I don't know if he's going to show
up. You're not a betting person.
I'm not a betting person.
Okay,
all right, but we love you, Rick. He restores our faith because Frank is coming on about his scary long-haul trucker
next week,
book.
Yeah.
Rick renews our faith in truckers.
Truckers are good people.
He blows his horn for me all the time.
I had one help me change a tire when I was in college all by myself.
I almost got hit by several of them on the 5 freeway.
But they didn't, did they?
Have you seen my Instagram video? Oh, my God.
They didn't, though. The
Curb Your Enthusiasm music makes it all better. Yeah. I wish I had that with me when I was actually doing it. Oh, my God. I would have dropped a duty if I'd turned around and seen them 18-wheelers. Okay.
It would have been Interstate Deuce.
I see what you did there. Glenn Kirshner set himself up for the leaky pecker joke. I'm just saying. Yeah, because Pecker was leaking, and I just was asking a legal question, Chris, that if it was at night, would those be nocturnal emissions?
Ms. Miller.
Did you see the disappointed look on his face?
Nocturnal emissions. Look on your face.
Did you see how disappointed he was in you?
Disappointed!
Like, I hardly ever see any other look. How would I recognize any other human emotion other than...
Disappointed!
Everybody's always disappointed in you.
He made a beaver joke. Can I have some beaver music, please? Oh. Speaking of which, I do have beaver stack. This is from the Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium. How do you get a beaver to take medication?
Very carefully.
With a peanut butter sandwich, of course.
Naturally. They can help.
I'm
going
to bring a peanut butter sandwich to Denver, see if I can get lucky. I tell you what, I didn't know this trick. Meet Walnut, our clever beaver.
Is that what you're naming the beaver?
Walnut, the clever beaver, who recently had two teeth pulled and needs antibiotics.
Aw, baby.
Like his two front teeth?
Aw.
That's so cute on a beaver. Isn't that all they have?
That's all they have are two front teeth.
I bet they're like squirrel teeth. They grow like nails.
Anyway, he needed antibiotics, was the story.
Baby.
And he's so smart, he can usually pick out the meds from his food, so our keepers had to get creative.
They are.
He got a peanut butter sandwich. You should see him eating a peanut butter sandwich. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Nice beaver. This is a nice beaver. He just had it stuffed with a peanut butter sandwich.
Nice beaver.
Mm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just had it stuffed.
Mm. I'm just getting some creative ideas about beaver and peanut butter, let me tell you what. Okay. What? Okay. A former governor.
No, I'm disappointed in you.
Disappointed!
I just want to keep it going. I'd hate to. I'm not used to any other human emotion
than disappointment.
I wouldn't know how to process it.
It feels like home.
Yeah.
It does feel like home.
Right.
It feels like a warm hug. Now that my mom's gone, I'm like, oh, I can get that feeling from almost anyone. Okay.
Glenn Beck never disappointed her.
Exactly.
No, she loved Glenn Beck to the end.
Dakin, what's her face from Fox News, never disappointed her either.
Okay. The food and governor. I thought he made a good point about the, yeah.
When we communicate the right way, I think this whole climate change dialogue is not going to work. I think this has been used for the last few decades. I think we should address it directly, what it is, which is pollution. We want to terminate pollution. That is the message we should get out there. And I think that it doesn't matter if it's the Chinese or the Russians, whoever it is, we maybe don't agree with them, but we all have to bring them in and we all have to work together with them.
Amen.
And pollution. Yeah, he's right.
He said
the way people don't really get it, climate change,
pollution,
global, whatever.
He's right.
Yeah. Of course, he did get his movie title in there, as he did during his entire run for governor.
He's smart.
We're going to terminate pollution. You have to say it like that, terminate. We will terminate you, pollution.
That's why I got
consider this a divorce, pollution. Remember, oh my God, didn't he run out of like movie catchphrases like the first week? And then it was like, oh God.
I haven't seen him around the gym lately.
To say hasta la vista.
He has his own at home.
Good to say hasta la vista to you, Gray Davis. And tell him it terminates deficit and things of this nature.
And that's why I got the soundbite, so you could do that.
I'm not done. He had to start borrowing other people's movie catchphrases. Okay. Let's go to... Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, you should consider the great Pop-Tart debate now having been replaced by the great script usefulness debate, cursive language.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about because Chris disparaged, what was it?
Cursive.
No, cursive. Special K.
Oh, no, Product 19.
Product 19. We think it was the same cereal as Special K, and our parents were big liars.
Kellogg's was a big liar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they didn't.
I liked Product 19.
But no.
Okay, go ahead.
Bother me.
But cursive.
Jody had Product 19
useful.
With Tab.
Ew. That wasn't until I was 12.
Oh, that's totally
no,
gross.
I put milk in it. I'm not.
Hi, Marie. Go ahead.
Sorry, Marie.
Cursive is useful because
yes.
Future generations will not be able to read historical documents
they can
if
read
they're
cursive.
Not.
Taught.
Have you noticed coming to the show on Friday? It's sort of like coming to Thanksgiving dinner when we've all had seven drinks and we're just like talking over each other.
Cursive is useless.
Special case sucked. Okay, go on.
That's all I had to share.
Okay, all right.
I'm with you.
All right.
I think Today's kids can still read the Constitution, even though that was written in cursive.
It's ancient text.
Yeah. They can still read it.
Yeah, why didn't the founders just text it if they wanted us to read it?
Yeah, typewriters, man.
All right. Okay, I guess it's time for some maggots. 17 and 18. Our friend Jason.
He's so funny.
From The Good Liars. It's funny and yet
sad.
So depressing.
It is.
These are him with his maggots.
Fake news, CNN. It's all fake. Fake Tapper, CNN. We're going to find out next week.
Fake Tapper, how adorable.
At the debate? Yes, absolutely. He's going to cook them. Just shred them.
Yeah.
Just like a turkey.
What's again? What do you want Trump to say to CNN next week?
Just expose them. Just expose them for the fraud they are.
And what specifically have they lied about?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
You don't watch it?
Yeah, sure. That's just peeing on it and you call it fake news.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. He's going to shred them like a turkey? Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. That's just peeing on it and you call it fake news. So what specifically have they lied about? What makes them fake news?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I watch Fox News.
Of course.
Right. But you called them fake news. Why do you think they're fake news? What are they saying that's fake? All right. There you have it.
All right.
It was a much longer break, but because I literally turned around and walked away from him.
Anita in San Antonio, hello.
Hello. Well, that's funny because Fox News had to pay out almost $1 billion dollars for fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see there was something inside that Fox News poll where Biden was actually, I found this incredible, was beating Trump with rural voters 50 to 48. And I was thinking, I was wondering why, but think about all the policies that Biden has passed, like the infrastructure, the broadband, all the manufacturing. A lot of that has been targeted to these communities.
Yeah.
A lot of money has gone to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene was all, you know, she was having a cow about this. I don't know if you read that in Ross' story where she was like, you know, having a fit and saying this couldn't be true. Well, Biden is trying. He's actually trying to help these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Trump.
Imagine that. Wow. Is that a thing that? Is that a thing that politicians do? Help.
Some of them.
What?
Some.
What?
The good ones.
Okay. Okay. I don't know why Mike Johnson recently said that the only advice Kevin McCarthy said is you're going to need a psychiatrist for some of these people. Meaning like he knows that the people in the Republican Congress are
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy cuckoo bananas.
Yeah. And I think Mike Johnson even said that I spend most of my time being a, you know, therapist or something.
Yeah.
Can't we send them all to a farm upstate to where they can run free and, you know, they can rest.
John Stewart's got a place.
Pretty birds and stuff.
John Stewart's got a place.
Okay. All right. I don't, he rescues, but not.
Not the crazies.
Not dangerous animals like
that's
that.
That's true. That is true.
Please free the Republicans to run free somewhere else, anywhere else but Congress. Can we call you Elsa?
Okay. One free is free as the wind blows.
Give them lots of ear scritches and snossages. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our new friends at Cook Unity.
Yep.
Oh my, okay, because I just, you guys know I'm a sucky cook. I mean,
you burn things.
I can do it, barely. I can. Okay, but also I don't have time during the week. Are you kidding with these news cycles? These are the meals that are delivered right to you, but they're not just any meals. They are these the fancy chef meals. If you've got culinary taste, you know how expensive exploring your local food scene can be, how hard it is to find time and energy to try something new. Cook Unity, the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. Go right to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. Num, 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 num. Try it with mama. No cooking required. Chef quality dining right at home. Unlike other meal services, it's a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. You know me, I don't like to leave the house.
No, right.
Right.
Why?
Yeah. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, and packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. Pick 4 or up to 16 meals a week, whatever you need. Hundreds of dishes to choose from, options for whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, you name it. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein. Protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
Hi folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and a thought about how to spend less when you're shopping online. As a busy mom, I know that online shopping can be convenient. Sometimes a little too convenient. Today's tip is don't fall for the free shipping. You know that moment when you've got the thing you were looking for in your online shopping cart and oh look, if you just add like 11 more bucks of stuff, you can get some free shipping? Before you click on that fancy pair of socks that you really don't need, go check the actual shipping costs. It's usually still cheaper to pay for shipping. I mean, you really think those companies are offering free shipping just because they're nice? We all love deals. But when you're trying to save money, if you don't need a thing, think twice before buying the thing. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org, check out my videos on YouTube, or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to us being by us being liberal helpers. We are going to send some Just Thrive to Daniel Dale, fact checker.
Yes.
For CNN.
He needs it.
One Trump rally could just, you know what I'm saying? That's a stroke waiting to happen.
Right.
Life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, right? Just Thrive is what I use to calm down, right? I am Just Calm is the breakthrough stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a more relaxed you. Breathe a little easier.
Yeah.
As little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. You got to do your research on probiotics.
Yep.
There's like 11 billion of them out there, people. This can help banish bloat, constipation, and your gut produces more serotonin, which is your happy hormone.
Oh, yeah.
It's your happy, clappy hormone and supports better sleep. Boy, howdy do I need that. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win every day, all day, every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you just got to lose?
Yeah.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. With that promo code, Stephanie, it is like getting a month for free. 54 minutes after the hour. Ooh, we're this close to Fridays with Frangela.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Okay, so you know I'm going to not going to trigger just them. I triggered myself with the polling showing Biden losing black support. And
yeah, no. It's
okay, Representative Jim Clyburn talked about this.
They watch these candidates. They listen to their rhetoric. And when you say I've done more for African Americans than any president since Abraham Lincoln, then you have one of your supporters out here saying that all of a sudden things are going good doing Jim Crow, and LBJ comes along, Lyndon Johnson. And because of his programs, things got bad for the black family. What were his programs?
Yeah. He went on to say,
number one, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Voting Rights Act, the 1968 Fair Housing Law, getting rid of redlining, keeping the black families in slum condition. That is a problem. And you're telling me that your guy proposing that we get rid of these kinds of programs.
One more.
And now, health care. Remember, President Trump, big problem with John McCain was that he cast a deciding vote that made the Affordable Care Act continue to exist.
Yep.
Now, you're telling me that black families are going to reward him for that?
Hal Sparks wore his Don't Panic shirt yesterday. And calmed me. He also said, which, you know, some polling does bear out, that he thinks Bobby Kennedy voters, because I'm just saying any factor makes me nervous in a year like this. He said he thinks those are Trump.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, this could be Trump campaign, this headline. RFK Jr.'s campaign floats serious jail time for CNN, Jake Tapper, and Dana Bash and others for him not making the debate stage.
Yep.
I mean, that's like Trumpian.
Yep.
First of all, he has not notched 15% in 4 qualified polls. He's on an insufficient number of state ballots. He's only on the ballot in 6 states. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
They're not for everybody. The missive concludes by saying the campaign intends to pursue legal action against CNN for its un-American conduct. Oh,
there's no,
shut up.
There's no brainworm
to tell you to shut the
There's no
up.
Constitutional requirement for a debate. If he wants to have a debate and say, you guys join me, he is more than welcome to.
Right.
But the other two aren't required to join him.
Right. Here's some good news as we wait for the stomach-clenching Supreme Court news. A federal appeals court refused to delay Steve Bannon's prison sentence, ordering him to start serving his 4-month term by July 1st.
Erica! Erica! Erica!
Clink, 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 clink.
That was an impression of Steve Bannon's lice. It does take longer to delouse him.
It does.
Okay. Biden's legal team argued his imprisonment will impede his role as a top advisor to Trump's presidential... Oh, shut up. Shut up. You're the one that delayed this for 2 years.
Yes.
He's expected to seek Supreme Court intervention because, of course, he is. But although his prison sentence may be completed before the case is heard. Shut up! You and your stupid lice. All right, Fridays with Frangela next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be talking with Professor Mary Ellen O'Connell of the Notre Dame School of Law. We'll be talking about the law of war and how it applies in Gaza.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on